With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Efforts to end the war in Ukraine take center stage at high-level talks today in Saudi Arabia. The BBC's Tom Bateman says America's top diplomat, Marco Rubio, is leading the U.S. delegation as it meets with Ukrainian officials.
The U.S. Secretary of State says that the talks with the Ukrainians will be in his language about seeing if they are ready to move forward with President Trump's proposals. But remember the context here. We are less than a fortnight since President Zelensky was ejected from the White House, was told by Mr. Trump that he was disrespectful and ungrateful, and then critically, that suspension of military and some intelligence sharing support. So the stakes could not be higher for the Ukrainians.
And the war grinds on. Russia claims to have shot down more than 335 Ukrainian drones across 10 regions overnight. Two people killed, 18 injured. The Russians have been stepping up their attacks on Ukraine in recent days. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump says the detention of a pro-Hamas campus organizer is just the start.
In a post on Truth Social, the president defends the arrest of green card holder Mahmoud Khalil, who led pro-Hamas demonstrations on the campus of Columbia University, celebrating the October 2023 assault on Israel. Calling such speech contrary to U.S. national and foreign policy interests, the president vows, quote, "We will find, apprehend, and deport these terrorist sympathizers from our country, never to return again." Bob Agner reporting.
There could be a vote in the House today on a bill to avert a partial government shutdown at week's end. Asian stocks have tanked following yesterday's Wall Street sell-off. This morning, futures have been higher on Wall Street. The Dow futures up 138 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 110. The S&P futures 24 points higher. This is SRN News. On Monday, we met Daniel Geraci, CEO and founder of the Christian Emergency Response Network called United in Crisis. His organization helps empower churches nationwide to train volunteers how to serve others in natural disasters. SRN News correspondent Lori Tradup asked him if the recent failures of agencies like FEMA show the importance of his group's mission.
How does this underscore the need for the church to do what the church is meant to do and us not to rely on the government?
Great, great point. You know, in some ways, I'm somewhat glad that the government is failing, because really, if you look back in history, the church owned this mountain 100%, where the Christian community worked together to become the good Samaritan of that community.
He adds that United in Crisis is a rallying cry for the global church and all Christians to rise up and demonstrate Christ's love in action in cities worldwide. This is SRN News. Japanese automaker Nissan unveils its entry into the driverless vehicle market.
The vehicle looks like something out of a sci-fi film, moving through the busy streets of Yokohama, Japan. Its steering wheel turns on its own, adjusting to traffic and responding in real time. But there's nobody in the driver's seat. Supporting the revolutionary technology, Takeshi Kimura, a developer at Nissan, says, "When people change lanes, for example, we turn our heads back and we have to turn our eyes away from the front. But this car's constantly detecting all the surroundings through sensors, so they can change lanes without losing sight of the road. We believe this will make driving safer than humans." I'm Charles Diledesma.
Meanwhile, Nissan announcing its chief executive, Makoto Uchida, is stepping down, giving up the post after Nissan reported dismal financial results, the automaker projecting a $540 million loss for this fiscal year. More details, SRNnews.com.